last month from January. More details at srnnews.com.
Hear that? The soothing sounds of a bubble bath. And if you were here, you'd smell a single cedar leaf candle. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get back on the road and enjoy 24/7 roadside assistance from Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And then take a shower, because it's fast, like your motorcycle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance may require comprehensive coverage. Not available in all states.
This is Dennis Prager, and now a truly exciting new benefit. My monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. For an hour each month, get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. I'll be answering your questions. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at RiversideUSA.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Another chilly morning, but temperatures are going to start to moderate in a big way. Today's high temperature in the lower 70s, that's actually close to normal. Mostly sunny skies today. Not quite as chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature 42. We'll be in the mid-70s tomorrow, Wednesday. Near 80 on Thursday with mostly sunny skies. Risk of showers and storms holding off till late Thursday night. Then rain and thunderstorms becomes quite likely Friday. And then more rain Saturday and Sunday as a front stalls right over us. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Many Alabamians were not pleased about losing an hour of sleep over the weekend. Alabama has already passed legislation to make daylight saving time permanent. However, before those laws can go into effect, federal law needs to change, and that isn't likely to happen anytime soon. The city of Montgomery has been awarded $36.6 million from the U.S. Department of Transportation to improve the Selma to Montgomery Historic Trail. The money comes from the Transportation Department's Neighborhood Access and Equity Grant Program and will be used to develop a greenway trailhead. TikTok's time in the U.S. may be ticking away. The House Energy and Commerce Committee recently voted to advance a bill that could ban the China-linked social media platform from all United States devices. If the bill is enacted, TikTok's parent company would have 165 days to sell the app or it becomes illegal to download. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Erdit.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Bond Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offering anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean and chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-457-6060. That's 1-800-457-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-457-6060. That's 1-800-457-6060.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Ow.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Today is a Tuesday, the 12th day of March in the year of our Lord, 2024. I hope you're having a great morning, and I hope the last 21 hours since we last visited have gone well as well. I am here. Amy Beth Shaver's here. Allison Sinclair is here. So is Sky, Big Dave, Petroff, Jeeves, everyone that makes this program what it is.
Why does it take so many? Well, because we're a lot.
It's a lot of.
We're a lot. We're like guac. We're extra.
We have more host than most.
That's true.
We got the mostest hostess. And it just takes a lot to make this
people.
Whole thing work.
We need people. Guys.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Guys, starting early. Mm-hmm. I am. Because Allison came in with news. Scott had news. I'm going to listen to the thing you were talking about. But you guys.
Use guys.
Guess what?
What?
Joe Biden still doesn't know anything.
has the super duper methamphetamine... whatever
it's worn off.
Cocktail worn off.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you. You know, because the information came out about the transcripts came out from the interview that he had that he said, they're lying. I did remember when my son died. And then you looked at the transcripts and he doesn't know.
He doesn't
know. Sergeant, alert. He still doesn't have his mind. Case people were wondering.
Yeah, you stole my pen. So
I took your pen. I'm sorry. I did it.
See,
I'm sorry. My orange pen.
The man.
Hey, see, I was taking rapid fire notes because he was talking.
I just wasn't paying attention to what I said.
Scott, I heard every word.
I know you can multitask. You're a woman.
I am a woman.
You don't have to look at people when they're talking to you.
Why do you think I have to look at you? You were telling me about a Tucker Carlson interview that he did with a guy. I don't know his name. And while I'm ironing today, I'm going to listen. And then I'm going to take notes to that, too.
I think she's serious. I think she does.
That's how I learn my stuff is when I iron. I have a notebook, and I just take notes. And that's how I've spent the last 10 years of my life is ironing and listening. It is. Anywho, it's terrifying what you shared with me.
Both things are terrifying.
One of them, Allison.
Why do you do this before I get here?
Well,
when do you want us to do it?
When I get here.
Allison?
Well, there's not enough time in the 2 minutes you're here.
Minute conversation about one thing that we'll share with you in the halftime, and then another about this Tucker Carlson interview that we need to go listen to so we can really fully develop it because it's also terrifying. And then you just pour on top all of the things we're going to talk about today.
Involved with.
Like space camp. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what's going on with Space Camp? What's going on with Haiti? What's going on with Liz Cheney and her big fat lying liar
going
pants?
On around here.
Hello?
Liz Cheney is a big
She's
fat liar
big
pants.
She's a big fat liar pants. Okay, so she should go to jail because she lied. And then, oh, yesterday was the COVID-versary. Did you know that? We didn't even get to it.
Was that the start of 2 weeks to flatten the curve?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
March 11th was the day that we all went home. And we said, just 2 weeks. Trust us, we're the experts. And then we decided we would start with the misinformation information campaign and destroy lives. But yesterday, that was the second part of my alert, is Joe Biden doesn't remember Jack squat. And number two, March 11th is a COVID-versary on top of all the other start, very important things that both of y'all have brought in today to talk about.
The start of the great Wuhan holiday.
Yeah. I love that,
Did
Scott?
You just make that up?
I used it back then.
Hey, guys, you know what? We need t-shirts.
It was considered racist and horrible at the time, but now it's just a jovial, truthful
You think it's accepted?
Ben Kissendanner, I need you to make that t-shirt. We were discussing hats and t-shirts yesterday at dinner over nachos. And I told him I needed some things, and we need that.
Great Wuhan holiday.
Yeah, and you're just going to put the date, 3-11-20.
Was it 20?
Was it 20?
2020.
3-11-20.
Yes, it was
a great
20.
COVID holiday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of our t-shirts. That's great, Scott.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Appreciate the kind words.
That's all I got.
And then
I'm
Allison
done.
And I are going to have a conflict, a civil war here.
Yeah, they already started everybody. There's
the
a fight.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio.
And some things.
And
we'll see.
Are we really going to do that?
Well, I mean, y'all already started. I didn't know I didn't know y'all were going to launch an offensive, but I guess I'll have to.
Fisticuff alert, everybody.
Make sure that when my side wins, I get some credit for it.
Scott, we're going to go ahead and validate you right now.
Look.
In your manhood and your personhood, you are a valuable human being in the eyes
Thank
of God.
You. Thank you.
But you know what? So is my sister, Allison, because
I almost was like, your sister's name is Allison?
Yes, you.
Well, how did I not know this?
Yeah, my precious
Sorry.
Sister Allison.
Your sister from another.
Is also awesome, although we have very many things in common we have to talk about, but we can't talk about it on the air. Anywho, Allison, who also is a...
She's on a boundary breaker.
You're a boundary breaker,
I'm
Allison.
A boundary
You're like bringing the torch, and you're like, when
she's
you change,
bringing the torch
that's what
for
I'm
the patriarchy
say.
Is what she's bringing.
She is.
She's like, I found the most patriarchy group I could, and I am all in.
She's president of the patriarchy group. They all look at her and they're like, what should we do next, ma'am? Whatever she says.
Gosh, that was forceful.
I'm all for
all right,
them.
Look, I'm way behind on my caffeine. I'm going to have to go do some shots of this before I can keep up with y'all today.
She has a Monster Energy, everyone. I think it's 75 ounces big.
That is ginormous.
I'm trying to give them up. But this is too bad I didn't drink it on the way in because... We got lots to do,
I don't know. I was just writing down all the list. I was listening to y'all yesterday and today.
It was very listy. Scott, are you okay with that?
With y'all being listy?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't plan on paying attention to y'all's list, but it'll be good.
See what I did there?
Stream of consciousness.
See what I did there, though?
Well, I don't know. I need caffeine.
But you women, y'all know how to do it. Y'all know how to make the man do what you want to anyway. I mean, y'all will figure out a way to make me follow your list. I know, without me even knowing it.
Do you want to take the day off?
It's if you go, hey, there's a list, and I want you to do every one, that we're like, no. But if you're like, oh, I think it'd be wonderful, and you're like, okay. like Bo the dog who comes in here. All he cares about is if you just throw the tennis ball down the hallway. But I am going to throw a curve.
I'm excited about the
With an 1819 news story that y'all should be up to speed on. We're about Alabama issues.
I didn't read the news this morning.
The old AL.com?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Com?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Alabama Media Group. It's really the old mainline newspapers in the state of Alabama.
Okay.
And,
wait, time out.
And they've kind of went away.
See how he just took back the show?
Yeah, but I'm ignoring him. And I'm allowing, allowing, we are the judges.
The patriarch is speaking.
No.
Yes,
see,
God.
We're the judges, and the judge, and you look at the judge, and they go, I'll allow it. you not figured that out the whole time? Okay. That's what we do with you. I'll allow
spit
it.
Spit his coffee.
Yes. Oh, I like things to clean out the sinuses.
Judge Shaver
little,
will allow it. Please
little,
continue.
Little coffee up in the sinuses.
Let me put my pen up. Let me put my pen up like I'm paying attention.
There you go. Listen intently. You'll enjoy this story. On Thursday, who wrote this? Let's see who gets credit for it. Got to give him a little credit. Jeff Poore. Hmm? The Alabama Media Group announced it was naming Hollis R. Towns to fill the Vice President of Content and Editor-in-Chief vacancy.
The judge has a question.
Okay.
Is this the LGBTQ person that got booted out of their last job and now they're back for this job and they think this is going to be a good fit in Alabama?
There's a very good chance of that.
Continue.
He comes from
Allison,
the Gannett News
Well,
Services.
I'm doing this uh-huh. again. You know why I'm doing this right uh-huh. now? Because last week there was a story when you were out that I wanted to talk about and he didn't let me.
But
and
it
so
was
now
great
he's going to have to
Friday.
Kiss my grits, is what I'm saying. Continue.
I'm
according to an April 2020 report, the Rochester Business Journal, Towns was named in a discrimination lawsuit that was against Gannett and the Gannett-owned newspaper, the Utica, New York Observer-Dispatch.
I'd be sad if I lived in a place called Utica.
The Gannett employee tasked with overseeing talent recruitment, which would be hiring, right?
Yeah, that's
don't you hate the way...
Stupid
the,
word.
What are you doing? I'm hiring someone. No, I am...
We're overseeing talent recruitment and retention.
Why do they make up? I mean, you're hiring someone. You know what I'm saying?
It's like vertically challenged. No,
oh my
you just
gosh.
Short.
Hiring them and trying to keep them would be retention. Hollis Towns informed the Gannett managers that no more straight white males should be hired going forward.
I got a question.
Yes, ma'am.
At the Utica Journal.
Utica's too.
Utica's too. Utica's and you to leave.
Utica's wouldn't even be hired.
That's right. Yours is a cracker.
Crackers.
Did a cracker hire this man or person or whoever they are? Like, who hired the person in order to be able to say
who
there's
hired
no more
the person that
white
said no
people,
more crackers?
No more white men. Did a white man hire this person?
It's probably a white woman.
Okay. Oh, that would
don't
be
you think
less
so?
Horrible.
Because I think the white man probably said, you know, okay, I'll hire the white woman. And then the white woman said, I'll hire the guy that says no more white men.
Okay. All right, that's fair. That's a good question, right?
Isn't that the natural progression of how it works?
Yes.
Because usually the white men aren't like, okay, no more white men. But white women are be willing to say, okay, I'm going to hire you. Yeah, Allison would. No more white women.
Yeah, she'd say that.
Wait, I totally missed all
the
that.
Old Allison would.
Yeah, the old, not the new Allison.
No, the new one.
New Allison.
Well,
red
I don't know. She's kind of
the
red falling back
Allison.
Into the patriarchy clan. You know what I'm
well,
saying?
Well, but she's ahead of the patriarchy, though.
Oh, she's in charge of that group?
She gets carried around on a litter. You know what I'm saying? They're like... What would you like to do, Queen Allison? And then she says, let's do this. And they go, okay, that's a great idea.
Let's take over the world.
I just served lunch yesterday.
Are you thinking back
you
now?
You served lunch at our office. It's your space, lady. They're just borrowing it.
I don't know what happened. She said, come on over here. I'll serve food. I'll have everything ready. Y'all let me be involved. I think we need a review. I'm just saying let's review the process.
So
just a little.
Utica hired a person mm-hmm. who was in charge of not hiring any more white whiteys.
White straight guys.
But then he got fired
white,
from
straight
Utica?
Guys like a pencil.
I think he just
Utica.
Left the Utica folks and
Utica.
Came to the Alabama media.
Utica
group.
Left too. Mm-hmm.
So AL.com is con
the Alabama
com
media group
is like this is a great hire.
Yes, this is what we need. I mean, look, it could be totally false. I mean, he was just, it is alleged. It is alleged in the lawsuit.
But people need to know that AL.com is not owned by local Alabamians. It is owned by some leftist northern media group that owns these publications across the United mm-hmm. States. So it's not like you have, it's not like 1819 where you've got, you know, Podunk, Alabama.
Southern buy-in,
mm-hmm. you know, and that represents Alabama. There is a coordinated effort with what AL.com does and pushes out. that is.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's how you get the national censorship, the whatever message the powers that be want out.
Right.
Goes out. Mm-hmm. Man, that's a great segue. Because something I was telling Amy, but thank you. Very good job, ladies. Excellent work.
I missed
work.
This. Yeah. I have no part in this.
And I think we're going to have to put it on our website.
Okay.
It is at least a link to Tucker Carlson's, what is it, episode 75?
Yes.
He is speaking to a guy named Mike Benz.
Okay.
And
not related to...
I don't think he makes the cars.
Okay.
Mm-mm, that was
his great-great-great-great-grandfather right, didn't make the cars.
Right. Okay. Well, he could have. I don't, yeah, maybe it's in the family. I mean, how many Benzes are there?
Five.
There's five. And it is a long clip that my wife actually sent it to me.
Thank you, Lori.
Yes, and she was like, interesting.
Judge Lori.
And when I listened, I couldn't stop because it is unbelievably disturbing. Mm. And he is laying out, and what he's saying is so interesting. Tucker Carlson hardly speaks at all. You know, Tucker's usually
right in
there.
Can you play it, or is it too long?
It's way too long. With the first 5 minutes, I was like, if it's 5 minutes, I'll play it. Then the 10 minutes, I was like, if this is about to be over, I'll play the whole 10 minutes on the show, and we'll just find out if they're upset about it or not. But no, it is like 30 minutes long at least.
Cannot wait to
and
listen.
And it is talking about censorship. Coming down from the government and the social media companies. And then he talks about the old newspapers. We got to take a break.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit thompsontractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
David Little, Tucker Pecan, and things are happening at Tucker that's going to surprise you. They're moving. Here's David to tell you more.
Yeah, Bubba, we are. We're moving. We've been out here since 1952, and it was time to make a change, and we're making a change, and it will be for the better. We're going to move to 135 Mulberry Street. We're going to have our store over there. Our kitchen's going to be in the back. It's going to be a great opportunity for us, and we're going to have all the great gifts we have, and we're going to do the mail order like we've always done. But we're just moving to an area where it has other shops like us, which will be good for us. And, you know, it'd make it easier for people to come shopping. They can just jump off the interstate right there on Mulberry, take a left, go about a mile up, we're on the left. So that's what we're doing. We're going to have the same great candies and gifts and all that, but in a different location. And we're starting to move, and hopefully we will be moved and out, everything done by the end of the month. So starting in March, we will be at 135 Mulberry Street. So y'all just come see us now.
The Harriet Two Riverboat has the perfect way to start your weekend each Friday with the Spring Dinner Cruise. Enjoy live entertainment as you dine on a delicious, family-friendly dinner. Add your favorite beverage from the cash bar and dance the night away cruising the Alabama River. Get your family together and make it a family tradition. Boarding starts at 6:30 and cruise starts at 7. Book your cruise on the Harriet Two now at funinmontgomery.com.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters. Is spring cleaning making your floors feel, well, a little worse for the wear? Don't just clean them, upgrade them. Carroll's Carpet Flooring America can help you transform your home with beautiful new flooring and countertops. Carroll's Carpet is locally owned and operated, so you're supporting the community. At Carroll's Carpet, you'll get expert advice to help you find the perfect flooring. Hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, or even luxury vinyl. They'll work with you to create the exact look you've been dreaming of. Carroll's Carpet. New floors this spring. Makes your whole home sing. Carrollscarpet.com on the Northeastern Boulevard.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
In, everybody.
Wow,
during the breaks, we're so close. Allison had something to say. I said, can you say it on the air? She's like, no. And then I turn on the microphone. Sky, give us the update. Still going good with your wife? I know the procedure went well during the procedure. How is the recovery?
Successful brain shunt placed in yesterday morning. Martha's started texting me early evening. I feel like I can relax a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. Did she text you stuff to do yet?
No.
Like, hey, did you?
No.
Not yet. Well, she's not well.
No. Is she saying, I'm ready to get out of this place again?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
well,
good.
She started texting me, and then she called, and we spoke for just a little bit. And she sounds good. Spoke with the nurse on duty, and everything's going well. And I was informed this morning that the doctor has ordered her to be moved out of ICU.
All right, praise God.
As soon as a bed becomes available on the same floor in neurology, but a step down.
Okay.
So this is progress. All right.
Praise God. Woo! Yes.
And, that is awesome.
Thank everyone once again for all your prayers. Some mighty prayers have been going up.
Yes.
And I just please continue to pray.
That's awesome,
Martha's
man.
Full and complete recovery. Mm. The power, the healing power of the Lord is at work. I've felt it. I feel it. And let's continue.
Mm. And does she listen to you on the air sometimes?
Sometimes she listens to Vault.
Okay. I just didn't know. I saw the reference to 95.3.
Well, I was up
in Birmingham.
When I'm up in Birmingham, and I was looking for Unfiltered this weekend, or the home station.
Yeah.
And I came across 93.5, and during a break, they mentioned 92.5.
Yes.
And Crawford stations, and I thought, this is curious. So
there's a downtown repeater station that is mostly for downtown Birmingham that we never reference, and we probably should do that.
It comes in clean, even in the parking deck.
Yeah, it's good for downtown. So maybe
is that 95.3?
I think it's 95.3.
95.3, my bad.
So, yeah, okay. I think it's 95.3. So we just need to start mentioning that other way to listen. I really kind of thought that had gone away, but
no.
Clearly not.
It may just be out
We're
there.
Everywhere.
Everybody forgot. We are everywhere.
It's resurrected.
Because you know it's hard to get radio stations when you're downtown, the big, you know, the big buildings and stuff. Oh, but yeah. That one is, that's what that's for. So
clean. And
I'll tell my son. I bet he'll be delighted to hear his mother's voice all the time.
Yes, right there. Yes. They could play. Look, they could quit playing all the music during practice.
And me, and listen play to me, you.
Great.
It'd be in Sky.
Well, they would win the tournament, the conference tournament, if they did.
They'd win
everything.
And
probably push for a national championship.
I think it's
happening.
Listen
to this.
Okay.
Well, this is a merit-based program.
That's right.
Hey, well, I don't know. We got two women. It's a little DEI. It's a little. Just a little.
So funny. Okay,
that we're up to our limit.
That was good.
It's straight
no,
by,
it wasn't.
So like, Dale.com is right. No more straight white.
Okay, last thing before that, before we segue. Why is it okay? This shows the brainwashing that we have had done to us in our culture. That we're not just losing our minds when someone says, no more hiring straight white males. What? Okay, stupid DEI people. But if somebody said, no more hiring black females, just not going to do it anymore. No more black women. Just saying that makes me cringe because you're just not supposed to. You're just not supposed to. But it's okay. I mean, we just have discussions. Oh, so-and-so said no more white guys. And we're like, always our response is just, that's dumb.
Well, why are the white guys okay with that?
Why are the white guys wimps? Because if the white guys push back, the response is, you don't want to hire any women. You don't want to hire any minorities. You don't want to hire, and you're like, no, I just want to be hired too. But just defending yourself makes you... Mm-hmm. racist or sexist or something. So I think most of the straight white guys just go, golly, I hope I find somewhere. I hope I can work for myself. I hope.
I was going to say, at what point will the straight white guys start speaking up?
I don't know. I thought it would have been a long time ago, but they've just kind of been beat down so much, or they just mind their own business. They're just like, whatever.
Yeah. Well, but do you think it's all going to fall apart when DEI completely crashes into the airline industry? Is that what it's going to take? Is something that disastrous with all their new hiring practices, with mentally ill?
But
with...
will they ever blame it on that? That's
well,
the problem.
Think,
we already know there's been two or three cases of airline disasters or close disasters that people have alleged had something to do with hiring unqualified people of any nature. And but they just... The press keeps it down.
They do keep it down, but you wonder, will it take a catastrophic event for people to go, okay, that was really stupid?
Well, the catastrophic event may have happened yesterday. Did y'all hear about the whistleblower that suddenly died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound in a... Okay, y'all didn't read
it. No, we did not.
They're looking at me like an alien.
What?
Did you send it to us on our special?
No, because y'all don't read it.
I don't read what you send me.
You're clearly misunderstanding who doesn't read the text to our special super secret group. That would be y'all.
I love Colin Rugg. Hang on.
Has the 62-year-old Boeing whistleblower, John Barnett, found dead in his truck after he didn't show up for a legal interview linked to a case against Boeing.
Let me go to Colin Rugg. Oh, my goodness.
He's worked for Boeing forever, and apparently he was about to testify about how they were cutting corners and some of the issues that were happening. So he said Barnett is accused Boeing of deliberately fitting substandard parts on their aircraft. He also accused Boeing of having faulty oxygen systems, saying 1 in 4 breathing masks would not work.
Oh my gosh.
Barnett said new plane builds were rushed, and when he brought his concerns forward, they were allegedly ignored by the company. When he died, Barnett was in Charleston for interviews linked to a case against Boeing, and he died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
No. Mm-mm. He was murdered.
You are talking about billions of dollars.
And that will silence anybody else from coming forward unless enough do.
Mm-hmm.
That's horrific. I am so sorry for his family.
That's terrible. But he did at least get to give some testimony.
Yeah. I think this was going to be the third day.
This was going to be the second or third day.
Golly.
Yeah. I mean, wasn't it one of the Boeing planes that had a door come off?
Yep.
And the window blowout.
The wheels just fell off a bowling pole.
Yes.
Okay. That was,
yes.
Yeah, that was in the parking lot. Great. We got to take a break. We'll be back.
Send me my spring a leap. She mends me. I don't have the speed that she defends me. A trucker's dream if I ever did see
one. Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate, 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro, Pest Pro Services.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Hey Shannon, I think it's time we do another commercial for Greenville Foot Care.
Why?
Well, I'm leaving for college and we both have changed so much.
Good point. What do we want to say?
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Oh, we should make Steven do this one. He was just a baby the last time. It's his turn. Awesome, let's do this.
Wait, I don't want to do this. I don't even know what to say.
You just have to say Daddy's name and phone number. And that they should call for an appointment.
And that there's a website now.
But I don't know any of that stuff.
You don't know Daddy's name is Dr. Brian Kelly?
Well, that part I know.
The number is super easy.
Yeah, it's 265-7585.
She just said that.
Okay, what else?
Tell them that your dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, is a foot doctor in Montgomery. Tell them most insurances are accepted. And if you have a foot problem, call the number or you can now request an appointment on our website.
And the website is?
GreenvilleFootCare.com.
Okay, I think I got this.
I hope so, because we're out of time. Don't forget to say the line.
Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
There's a better way to shop for window treatments, which includes window treatment professionals and in-store design help. This is Ben with Just Blinds in Prattville. Your path to a better window treatment experience begins by visiting our showroom in Prattville. Stop in at your convenience Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You'll experience a friendly, personal, and custom process, all designed to deliver the absolute look and feel you want for your home, guaranteed. Visit us at Just Blinds in Prattville or online at gojustblinds.com.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Let that nice warming trend begin. In fact, today will be pretty comfortable with a high temperature in the lower 70s. That's close to normal, mostly sunny skies. Then partly cloudy, not as cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 42. More sunshine tomorrow with a high in the mid-70s. We'll be near 80 Thursday. Risk of showers and thunderstorms returns to the forecast by late Thursday night, and rain and thunderstorms widespread on Friday. Locally heavy rain. And the risk of rain continues over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This spring, mow with the float with a Kubota zero-turn mower. John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Kubota Z232 puts power where you need it, when you need it. Save now with our spring specials. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Again, everybody, this is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. The ladies of Liberty are here as well.
That's a nice
this is the what best is? Song
yeah. that one
ever.
It's to, every day is like new to me.
It really is.
It's like the same song.
Have we heard this
for over a year?
Well, the very, very start is like, that's the part I like. The little drum beat or the bass, whatever it is, I don't know.
Do you know how David Bowie took his name, Scott and ladies?
Sorry. No idea.
He saw the name of a knife.
He was born David Jones, and he was just, you know, coming up in the music business when Davy Jones and the Monkees in America had the name. So he took David Bowie, he said, after the American pioneer fellow with the big old knife. So, that's how that went. Hey.
He knows more American history than most Americans.
I don't get it. What's that reference?
A Bowie knife?
Jim Bowie? It's a Bowie knife?
Oh.
Bowie knife?
Is that like my Tom Sawyer gun?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, gotcha. That's right.
Written by Rush. That's right.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Wow, look at this. Such musical knowledge.
The saga of, I don't really know, it's a sad thing when you look at so many of these great American companies that helped really create the modern world, mm-hmm. Boeing being one of those. And then when you start seeing stories, because I remember when Airbus came to Alabama, mm-hmm. and people were like, man, Airbus is going to make, you know, passenger planes and all this, and that's the cheap second rate version. And who's going to ride one of those Airbuses? You got to get a Boeing, and the doors fall off.
The door fell off.
A window came out.
And
allegedly,
the oxygen masks don't work. Like, everybody's dying.
How does a door fall off an airplane? You know what I'm saying?
Like, did somebody forget the? Did they kick it?
I
think bolts.
The problem with Boeing is they were bought out by McDonnell Douglas in 1997.
Is that what it was?
Yes. And you know McDonnell Douglas, the big.
They made the DC-10.
Well, McDonnell Douglas, a big military industrial complex supplier.
Okay.
And when they took over Boeing, they came in, and it became all about cutting costs and the almighty dollar. Because Boeing was a proud company.
Right. Boeing was Donald like, Douglas, we make the best planes.
That's right. And they were
we
all
made
about,
the planes in the World War that you could shoot 500 holes through them and half the wing would gone.
Still fly,
and we'd get you back. Did they make the Flying Fortress?
Yes,
was that a Boeing?
Did. Yes, sir.
See?
You would love the show Masters of the Air about World War II and the pilots.
That would be good.
It's an awesome show. Carry on.
So let's go on to Red Top, who wants to weigh in on Boeing's latest adventures, alleged adventures. Red Top, welcome. We'll call you Boeing today. Boeing, welcome to the program.
That's okay. I can tell your head's really on straight, as usual.
Thank you.
But y'all missed one event that happened yesterday. 15 people injured and one taken to the hospital in serious condition when a new 787 dropped like a rock in the sky and by his head got banged to hell and back and then corrected itself. This was not somewhere in over the Pacific. And
was it like in turbulence? I mean, did it drop?
No, they said it was a glitch.
A glitch?
Yep, well, I mean, they don't, you know, they fly by wire now. There's no, all controls are done by a computer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I might have been incorrect about that. But this, all the new Boeing planes are bad. And let me tell you why Airbus is good in Mobile is that whenever they built a comparable to the Boeing 737, they okay. modified their old plane. They built an all-new one with bigger engines.
Okay.
And therefore, the plane flies beautifully because it was designed that way. Boeing
and it was made by Alabamians, too, Red Top. May I point that out?
Ain't no doubt about it.
Amen.
Boeing decided to put bigger engines on the original 737, which were too large and made it too powerful, go too fast. This has been the trouble with the 737. They should have started with a new plane. Now, on the other things, they just have no quality control. And if you remember, Boeing got bailed out by the government, didn't they?
I think they did. That's I think you're right about that, Red Dot.
Okay, that's another bailout company that's not functioning well. GM got bailed out. All the auto companies got bailed out.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Red Top. Do you think there is a chance, just a slight chance, that strings were attached to any of those bailouts that said, hey, you might need to change some of your hiring practices?
Say
you
may it need so.
To. Look, I don't know. I'm not even alleging. I'm just saying that the good old federal United States government doesn't usually just give you a handout for free. Usually it's got some requirements.
Sir, that's been going on for 50 years.
Absolutely.
You know, since he was two damn years old, so that ain't no new policy.
That's and right. I just want linkage. People to be reminded.
You know what the principle of linkage is, of course, don't you?
No, tell us.
Linkage.
Okay.
and that means anytime you get some money, there's a payback. That's, mm-hmm. that's what they call it in international affairs. You're going to give $100 million to a country. There's a link to that, dude. Nobody gets nothing free in this damn world. That's why my ass is going to work today. back at Dick Brubaker's manager's house, I've ordered 2 4x8 foot sizes. I'm going to put up right here. I'm standing right now at Atlanta Highway and Ann Street. And I want to talk to Dick Brubaker, tell him to get off his ass. Colleen was good yesterday on the air with Joey. And
really?
I'm ready for somebody to get into the legal marijuana stuff. And
good.
Let's people get off their ass and start making changes. I'm paying my gas bill for 1 month, $232 in my little 1,600 square foot house. Never paid so damn much for utilities in my life. These guys got to pull their head out of you know what and get things straightened out. We got so
I
much
agree with you.
Gas. It's coming out of Mobile Bay. Apparently, we're not getting none of it.
We have a weird situation in the state of Alabama where we have a tremendous amount of gas on our own, and we don't use it. The word's not domestically, but it should be. I wish we used our natural gas to make our lives better in our own state instead of taking our natural gas and pumping it into everybody else's lines, and then they sell it back to us for whatever freaking sky-high price they want to.
Let me tell you very quickly. Yeah, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama could pretty much secede from the Union. We'd be the most powerful country in the world.
All
the refineries, we got all the aerospace business. We really don't need them damn Yankees for nothing.
Go Trump. You got it, Red Top. I like it when Red Top and I agree.
Doesn't you know that happens about once every 3 months?
Roll Tide, go
statistically
Trump.
Speaking.
We really don't know what we have in the South. We spend so much of our time being beat down. Oh, we say, oh, we hope you like us. Oh, Mr. Banker from New York, please like us. Oh, Mr. Chinese person, please put a company in our state. Oh, please, we're so pitiful. We have everything. We can make our own, grow our own food. We have tremendous amounts of water. We have all sorts of natural resources. We make the best cars. We make the best planes. We have the aerospace industry. We can do it all. We have military people. I mean, they need to start being a lot nicer, because if we weren't so freaking nice, it would be on. I'm serious.
Are you?
I'm working myself up.
You forgot to add in there that we have the best radio show.
And, yes. And Southern women are far better looking than Yankee women. I'm sorry, look.
It's high five. So true.
That's just, it's the humidity. It's keeps the skin moist.
It might be true.
I think it is. It's another one of those things I have pondered.
Yeah,
during...
I've tried to suntan my eyeballs.
Does it work? It did a little bit, didn't it? We'll be back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market report. How is the real estate market and what does 2024 hold for us? Last year, over 4,700 homes sold and closed through realtors and the average sales price was $245,000. People who have owned real estate over the last 2 to 3 years have profited by keeping their homes and now have more equity in their home than ever. The people who listed their homes with realtors were able to find ready and willing buyers that paid at or above their asking price. Mortgage companies and local builders have found ways to overcome higher rates with attractive programs that allow for low-cost refinancing when the rate drops. Some of the local mortgage companies have new programs that help buyers with low down payment programs, such as one program with 1% down or even less. If you haven't bought a house yet, now is the time. For all the information, call Bo Goodson at 221-2883 or the Goodson Group at 551-0225.
The grass is starting to grow, and you need to mow right now with 0% for 42 months. Retail financing on new Hustler zero-turn mowers. That's right. Qualified buyers can enjoy 0% for 42 months on qualifying Hustler zero-turn mowers. Come into Diesel Ace Hardware and get that Hustler Turf zero-turn lawnmower you've been dreaming of. They're located on U.S. 31 North, just off the Pine Level exit. Qualified buyers with minimum purchase. Other restrictions apply. See dealer for complete details.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu offered. Anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
When your tax refund comes, put it on the floor and walk on it. Revitalize the look and feel of your home with new floors from Prattville Carpet. With faster and better service than the big box stores and luxury vinyl planks starting as low as $4.99 per square foot, you'll enjoy that tax refund turned flooring every single day.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Dial 285-8117 or visit PrattvilleCarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
Trustworthy Electric is celebrating 30 years of serving River Region families with prompt, professional, knowledgeable, and courteous service. Call today and see why your neighbors have trusted Trustworthy Electric for over 30 years. For service that's lightning fast, lightning good.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health...
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night.
They'd be cray-cray, but I love them. Welcome to the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Let's go to Democrat Dale, who wants to talk about... What? Democrat Dale, welcome to the program.
Hey, Scott Beeson.
Hey, buddy. I'm doing great. How are you?
All right. Glad the ladies have stayed on the show. It went from a great show to an excellent show. I hope they hang around forever.
Oh, thanks. I love Democrat Dale.
He should get
it. He knows how to work it. I know. Dang,
well
Dale.
Done. Oh, no. We're being Katie Britta right now. I'm going to clip that one.
Oh, Katie.
Make it my ringtone.
Katie, what?
My party has left me, but I'm baffled about y'all and Katie Twitt and things going on in Alabama. But what I'm calling you about mainly is that we have, crime is being reclassified that if there's it's based on convictions. And a lot of the large cities has already done this. So if my car is broken into, if my wife's purse is snatched and we report it, that's not a crime. It's only a crime upon conviction. So these numbers are starting to really be skewed. The crime is going down when it's not. And then on the misdemeanor level, we gave up on prosecuting the thefts, even like in the stores everywhere in Alabama. Target, Lowe's, Aldi, JCPenney, Dollar Tree, Walmart do not prosecute shoplifting. So obviously you can, but we know the shoplifting is at an all-time high. So this is total crap that the crime is going down, and I can understand why the Democrats would in the big cities would like to say that crime is down, but I don't understand why the Republicans are sitting back and letting this garbage go on this reclassification of what is a crime.
Let me think real quick. One is some of the Republicans don't care what happens in the cities. They're like, that's not my people. It's not my constituency. If they want to destroy themselves, fine. That's one portion or part. And for all of those who say, well, that's not me. I care about everybody. They also like to pretend that crime is going down. They don't mind lying to us as much as some of the Democrats do, Dale. And so if they can say, look, it's the same thing as the graduation rate. They needed more people to graduate. The graduation rate was low, so they just started graduating more people. You don't have to show up. You don't have to have the grades. We'll just graduate you, and we'll go to the people of the state of Alabama and all these other surrounding states, and we'll say the graduation rate has increased under our leadership. So they don't have any problem with saying the crime rate is down when it's really not. And I want people to note that when Democrat Dale calls and says these things, Democrat Dale is involved in the real world from a legal standpoint. And when he calls and says, hey, look, they're changing the way they count how many crimes are being committed so that they can lower the crime. The rate of criminal activity has gone up, and they're lying to us and telling us it's gone down by counting numbers differently. He knows what he's talking about.
Democrat Dale, have you heard that Pittsburgh, this is along the same lines, I didn't think about this being a reason, but Pittsburgh Police Department is going to stop sending officers to certain emergency calls from the hours of 3 a.m. to 7 a.m. They will be redirecting the calls to a telephone unit, and those calls will be taken at 7 a.m. Well, how do you get crime to come down? You don't take the calls about crime.
Yeah, no crime's happening because we don't have a dispatcher.
Unbelievable.
But in South Alabama, where my family lives in Geneva County, if you call that your house is being broken into on the weekend, the first thing they ask is anyone there? Because a lot of people's out of town have cameras. And they say, we'll try to get to you next week because they just don't have the number of law enforcement to even go to where a house has been broken in. In Jefferson County, I'm in Mount Olive. If you call right now and say, hey, there's my house is being broken into, it's likely 20 minutes before a county officer gets there. So. And then in Birmingham, why would you want to show up when you're likely to get shot at, or if you try to rob some thug that you're likely to get jumped on by a mob? So it's a mess, but I don't know how to fix it. But I do, it infuriates me that they're saying crime is going down. I've been in it 35 years now, and this is the highest the amount of crime I've ever seen. I'm talking about from shoplifting to drugs to violent crimes.
Democrat Dale, man, I appreciate the call, brother. Man. I appreciate it. Hey, you be careful out there. See ya. We'll be back.